Okay, this is Parak Ches and Hilchos Tumin and Musafin. And here the Rambam is going following the order of the various procedures done for each of the korbanos. Now the Rambam is going to focus on Shavuos. So he ended off the last parak with the Omer and Sviras Omer, and as we know, Sviras Omer culminates with Shavuos. So this entire parak is really going to deal with the unique korbanos of Shavuos. Okay, Lacha Aleph. B'yom Chamishim is Sviras Omer, so on the 50th day of counting the Omer, Hu Chag Shavuos. Atzeres. So as we know, it's Shavuos, it's also called Atzeres. So on Shavuos, you bring the normal ensemble of Musa Korbanos, like what you bring on Rosh Chodesh, which is two bulls, an ayal, and seven lambs. Kulam Olos, all those are completely burned on the Mizbeach. Usir Chatas, and then the goat as a Chatas. So these are listed clearly in Sefer Bamidbar. In Parshas Pinchas, you bring an additional korban musaf, mincha chadasha, a new mincha offering. We've seen this before: the two loaves, par, and what's brought with the bread is a bull, elim, two rams, v'shivak vasim, seven lambs. Hakol olos, all these are burnt entirely on the mizbeach, and also again a sir chatas, kvasim, two more lambs, zevach shlamim, that are brought as shlamim sacrifices, which means they're eaten as well. These are the ones listed in Parshas Emor in Vayikra. Nimsa, Hakar B'yom Zeh, Yesar Shnei Tzvinim. So what do we see? On Shavuos, on top of the two, on top of the Korban Tamids brought in the morning and the afternoon, you also would bring Shlosha Parim, three bulls, Shlosha Elim, three rams, V'arba'asar Kvasim, 14 lambs. Hakol Eser Mehema Olos, that's 20 animals that are completely burned on the Mizbeach. U'shnei Seiri Chatos Nechalim, two goats that are chatas, sin offerings that are eaten, u'shnei kvasim shlamim, and two lambs that are brought as a shlamim that are also eaten as well. Okay, halacha beis, shnei lechem, these two loaves, einam ban elam min ha'aretz min ha'chadash. So A, they have to come from Eretz Yisrael, and B, they must be from new grain. Shnei amar min moshvos echem tavi lechem tzufa, lo motzu chadash avi min alya. But if you can't find it from new grain, you can still bring it from old. Okay, halacha gimel, chitim shiyardu ba'avim. Okay, so literally it means wheat kernels that come from the clouds. Yesh bahem safek im ani kore o bahem moshosechem o ena moshosechem. So let's say they come not through a normal growth pattern. Rambam's unsure whether they're called from, so to speak, where we dwell or not. Levikach lo yavi, so for you ideally shouldn't bring them. Vim hevi kasher, but if you did, it's okay. So v'ketzav hayu osin. So how would they bring these two loaves? Mevin shalosh sa'in chitin chadashos. So they would bring three seah of new fresh wheat. So you prepare them, you tread on them, etc., like we do it for every korban mincha. The tochen solas, you grind them into flour. Now you sift out two isarons of solat, menufa using 12 sifters or sieves. V'hashar nifta, and anything left over from after sifting it out is redeemed. V'nechol, and anyone can eat it. And you have to separate challah from this. But you're also pater mina ma'aser, like most cases of mincha, like the Rambam was explaining. Kamo shav yarnu. Alachadal. Now shtei lechem shehim mina chadash. These two loaves that come from the new grain. Srichin labo isaron mikol seah umechsa. So an isaron must come from each seah and a half. Menafin osam b'shtei mesre nafah. And again, they're sifted out through 12 sieves. The lechem upon him shehu ba mina yashan. Right, but when it comes to the lechem upon him, that's on the shulchan, which we did a few parakim ago. Dailo ba'achasasre nafa. That's okay with 11 sibs. Vehu ba isaron mikol seah, because that's an isaron from every seah of flour. Aval ha'omer shu ba mina seorim chadashos, but the omer that comes from a new barley or fresh barley, ina ba mina muvchar, doesn't come from the best stuff, ela mishalosh sa'in, from three total sa'in, which are then sifted in shloshasre nafa and 13 sifters. So that's the difference between those three types of minchas. And all these, im rabba midas asayin shabai mehen omiyat kasher. Now, as we're trying to go to be as precise as possible, but if you have more or less than the seah requirement, it's still kasher. You take the two isaron of barley, the lashon osan, you need them achas achas, one by one, the ofen osan achas achas, and you make each loaf one by one, meaning you don't make one big dough and then divide it, separate doughs, separate baking. So again, the dough is all made outside the Beis HaMikdash, Rafiyasan Bifnim Chol Menachos, but the baking of it takes place inside the Beis HaMikdash, like any other Korban Mincha. So the making of these loaves does not push off Yomtov. And of course, it doesn't push off the Halachos of Shabbos. But it's very important. the two loaves are baked prior to Shavuos. Shemar hu levado yesed lachem, lachem lo gavoah. It's for you and not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, haya Erev Yom Tov Shabbos. Let's say Erev Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, meaning Yom Tov will be Sunday. Ofen osam be'Erev Shabbos, you bake them on Friday. V'ne'achalos b'shlishi lafiyasan, and you eat them on the third day after being baked, Shehu Yom Tov, which is Shavuos. We also know that these are supposed to be leavened, not matzah. The Ketzad says, how do you do that? Maybe Sa'or Mimakam Acher, so you bring yeast from somewhere else. You put it into the Isaron amount, solas, and then you fill that measurement of Isaron with flour, and it ferments with the yeast that's inside it. So the lechem, the shtei lechem were rectangular. Orech kolchala shiva tzvachim. So the length of each loaf was seven handbreadths. V'rachva arba tzvachim, and it's width four. The gavah arba etzvos, and its height was four fingers. Halachidav. Now, ketzat hanafa salechem yushnei kifsei ashlamim. So there was a special waving procedure, tnufa, that took place by the shtei lechem, and it was done with the lambs. So how do they wave the bread with the lambs? Maybe shnei kvasim. So they bring the two lambs in. Umanifam be'odan chayim. They actually waved the lambs while they were alive. Shnemar avenifosam tnufa. Now, ideally, you're supposed to wave both of them at the same time, but if you waved one and then waved the other, it's fine. Right after waving the two, you shech them, you slaughter them, and then you take off the hides. And then you take the chest area and the thigh from each one. And you put them to the side of the two loaves. And you put both your hands underneath them. So now you wave together the parts of the lambs along with the bread, the makom called tenufos, where you did all the wavings. Moluch mevi malamorid. Again, like every tenufa, it's up and back and forth and up and down. The menifon echad echad yatsa. Now, if I waved one at a time, it's okay. Vakrach machdir emurei shnei kvasim. And so then after that, you bring the emurim from the two lambs onto the mizbeach, hushar basar ne'echad kohanim, and the rest of the meat is eaten by the kohanim. So too, v'chein shtei achalos notel kohen gadol achas ben. So too, with the two loaves, the kohen gadol takes one of them. Bashnia, the second one, mischalaka sakal mishmaros. The second one's divided up among all the other kohanim in the mishmar. Ushtei nechalos oso yom mechati lela. Now both loaves needed to be in that day through half the night. Kibasa kache kache, like any other meat from a korban that's kache kache. Lagid base. Now shachas shnei kvasa ma arba chalos. Now let's say someone had and slaughtered both lambs on four loaves instead of two. Im amar yikachu shtai mitoch arba. Now let's say he said, two of them should be hektesh of the four. Moshech shaymehem, he takes out two of them, umenifen, and then wait, does the tnufa to them. Vashar podin osam b'fnim, the remainder of the chalas should be redeemed inside the mikdash, v'nechal b'chutz, but eaten outside kasharchul. V'mlo hisna lo kiddush alechem. But if he doesn't make the condition, the tanai, that two of the four are hektesh, are consecrated, then the bread is not considered consecrated. Alach yud gimel. Shachat arba kvasam shtei chalas. Now the reverse. I shech, the Kohen shechs four lambs on two loaves. Moshek Shtaimahem, you push aside or separate out two of the lambs, the Zorik Damash Loshman, and you sprinkle the blood without any intention. But the other two that are still kasher, you wave them im shtei lechem with the two loaves. Allah Yudal. Shtei achalos ma'akva zuadzu. Now the two loaves require each other. Okay, I mean you can't just have one. Ushnei akvasa ma'akva zuadzu. So too the two lambs require each other. Now, for instance, let's say one of the two lambs died, or Baruch ran away, or Nasa Trefa, or developed a mortal wound. Yikach zug lasheni. You take another pair for the second. Shachat echel lishmo, right? If one is shechted for the right intention, yikach lo zug. The second, the second one should be taken as a grouping. Lachatezvav. Shnei lechem achim nesekvasim. Now, the procedure of the kevet of the lambs and the bread require each other. So the two breads do require the lambs. However, shnei kvasim inam akman es alechem, but the two lambs not to the bread. Vim hunfu im kvasim akman zedzeh. But once they're waved together, okay, once the waving is done together, now they require each other. So therefore, avim avad alechem. So if the bread was lost, so to speak, yovdu kvasim. So the lambs are considered lost. Vim avdu kvasim. If the lambs get lost, yovdu alechem. The lechem is as if it's lost. Vavu lechem acher kvasim acherim. So then you have to do the whole entire procedure again: new bread and new lambs. Now, let's say the two loaves that were brought alone without lambs, okay, this is how it will be done. Yunfu, you do tenufa, you wave them. Okay, and then you, leave them until the form of them starts going bad. The yatzul basis trefa, and then you take those two lechem out of the Beis Hamikdash to the area you burnt things, Gzeir Shema Yumatsu Kvasal Mashana Haba, because we're concerned you may not find lambs for the following year, and then you'll bring the lechem without the lambs. Now, the other korbanos that are brought, the bull, the two rams, the seven lambs, and the goat, they're all brought in Shavuos, right? Because of the lechem, they're not ma'akev to the lechem itself, and the lechem also is not necessary for them. So that's a different type of relationship. Now, shnei parim shel musaf hayom, upar ba biglal lechem, the two parim of musaf that are brought, because it's a yantav, along with the par that's brought with the lechem, because of the lechem, in machm zed, those two are not relying on each other. Halach yud ches, ayal shel musaf hayom, the ram brought because of the musaf of the day, ushnei ha'ilim haba'im biglal lechem, and the two rams that are brought because of the special loaf lechem korban, in machm zed, also are not intrinsically reliant on each other. Halach yud ches, Shiva kvasim shem musaf hayom, the seven lambs of the musaf of the day, the shiva kvasim habayim b'glal lechem, and the seven lambs that are brought because of the bread, ina ma'akman zedzeh, also are not indispensable to each other. Then the shchatu kulan ma'akman zedzeh. But once they're shechted, once they're slaughtered, then they become ma'akim. It's only before, but they didn't have one, then I can still proceed. Okay, finally, lachachaf, hataminin ina ma'akman esem musafin. Now, the tamid offerings that are brought on, let's say, yantiv, are not ma'akev, are not necessary for the musaf, lo musaf ma'akev zetminim, nor the other way. Lo musaf ma'akev zetzeh, and each musaf is not ma'akev each other. Velo minyan olos kulam ma'akev. Okay, and not the what do you call it, the entire amount of olos, right? Those are ma'akev. The ketzad. So what does this mean? Hare shalom matzu ela shisha kvasim. So let's say I can only find six lands. Ma'akevin shisha, I bring six. Afi lo matzu ela echad, even if I only had find one, ma'akevin oso, I still bring it. Bein b'rosh chodet, rosh echadashim, so if I only find one lamb, I still would bring it as a musaf, even if it's Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos or Yom Tov. And I don't have to, let's say, when I find others, I don't have to bring them the next day or the Moed Acher or save them for a different Yom Tov. Any communal offering, once the time to bring that offering passes, there's no necessity anymore to bring the korban. If I only found two lambs, if I bring both of them for the musaf of today, then I won't have a lamb available for the tumid tomorrow. Hari a double shakel, right? So therefore, it comes out sort of equal. If I brought the second keves for the mustafa of the day, it's okay. But if I want to wait for that second lamb to use it for the tumid the next day, let's meet in yanichu. I can leave it for the tumid of the next day. That ends parak ches, and we will pick up parak tes tomorrow.